Again, I'm Chris Bellamy with Clemson University. Before I get started, I'd like to recognize the fellow participants in the research here, Dr. Ahmad Khalilian, who is also with me today, Dr. Hamid Farhani, Mr. Will Henderson, and Dr. Charles Privet were also in the study. Again, the title, Sensor-Based Soil Water and Crop Monitoring in Cotton Production. And now we'll go through a little bit of what that title exactly means. For a general introduction, you can all have all seen in the last few years we've had several droughts. And between Georgia and South Carolina especially, I know of, and North Carolina and Florida also, there have been several lawsuits. Who owns this water? Who has the rights to use this water? And so obviously water use in agriculture is going to be an important issue here. During 2005 and 06, there was 42 units, variable rate irrigation units sold. Variable rate being to apply different amounts of water over the whole field in order to more efficiently manage the water to the field and therefore use less water when you don't need it. And several farmers have now asked that have bought these systems, well, how do we know how much water to use? What kind of equipment do we use? Do we go take soil samples, et cetera? Well, in order to, one idea to implement here is soil monitoring equipment, real-time measurements, so the farmer doesn't have to do anything. These moisture sensors are set out through the field, and the irrigation system takes over. Subjective one, to determine the water use efficiency of four cotton varieties. This is kind of part of the study that we were able to include, plus developing this sensor-based technology. We were also able to analyze these four cotton varieties. Well, as you know, in the southeastern coastal plain, the soil varies very greatly. As you can see in this field, one side of the field, we've got this nice tall, pretty cotton, but the other side, we've got this knee height or less cotton. And the difference being, in our case, the depth of the clay, there might be more sand on one side and less on the other. As you can see in this typical horizon on the research station where we are, we have a hard pan, which is between the topsoil and the subsoil. Subsoil being very clayey, but each horizon holding different capacities of water. So you can't just irrigate based off of one equation or off of one general idea. You have to irrigate based off of how much water is in each horizon, because the water quantities are going to be different in each horizon. So we develop a plot plan to start our first step on where are these soil variations occurring within the field. And to do this, we use electroconductivity varis system, and we retrieve this raw data. Using this raw data, we then split the field up into management zones. That being, we do three zones, not exactly soil type, but like I said before, the depth to clay. Zone one being a more sandy soil with about a 15-inch depth. Zone two being about a 13-inch depth of clay. And zone three being a 9-inch depth of clay. So therefore it really has more clay. So we have three zones as one of our treatments. We have four cotton varieties and we have six irrigation rates. So where did we get these six irrigation rates? 0, 40, 60, 80, 100, and 120%. Well, these come from the actual moisture sensors. So two of the sensors available on the market that were available to us, you may have seen several other types, may have used other types, but these two were available to us, were Syntec and AquaSpy moisture sensors. They are multi-sensor capacitance probes. using capacitance type technology to determine the moisture. And after burying these, we have to calibrate them. So we buried them, allowed the water to come to equilibrium within the soil, and we take several cores at the various depths that the sensors are within this probe to calibrate. And we achieve a field calibration, an equation that gives us some idea of what moisture content is represented by this sensor reading. And you can see there, it's a great calibration. We've done other work and achieved very good calibrations. So then, using this equation, we can then, we have these sensors buried throughout the field. On the computer, we're able to go online. These sensors are sending by satellite to our computer. We can read this data from the computer. So at any time, we can log on and tell what the sensor readings are in the field. And so then we can implement that into a system. So based on field capacity, we know how much water the sensors are saying in the soil now. So what volumetric moisture content is that? So then we say, well, we want to bring that moisture content up to field capacity in order to apply our amount of water. So putting that in an Excel spreadsheet of what each plot, what it says that we need to apply in each plot to bring it to field capacity, we then plug that in Excel. That Excel spreadsheet is imported into our software. And then a Clemson, using our variable rate LIPA system, you run it over the field, and we irrigate variable rate. The LIPA just being a low energy system, and we achieve our irrigation. Well, at the end of the season, we then collect yield data. And you can see a strong correlation here. This is one variety out of the four, just an example. A strong correlation there, yield versus the total water applied. That's irrigation and rain. And I'll show you the next slide. Notice this one and then this one. You can see the curves actually shift. So there is a difference in the yield for each variety and its water use. And when we take this variety and we say then, well, we mentioned that soil type varies throughout the field. What does this mean? And for this variety, does the yield for this variety change with soil type? Well, yes, it does. We separate it by zone 1, 2, 3. Remember, that's depth of clay, and you see that zone 3, which is a lot less sand in the profile, achieved a greater yield at some irrigation amount, followed by 2 and then by 1. And then this is just showing those original two curves plotted with all four varieties. So we have a yield of pounds per acre versus the total irrigation and rain. Just one note, this irrigation and rain is not the necessarily effective rainfall, because we had several storms throughout the season that were high intensity, and even a lot of low intensity storms that just added up. Where water might have fell and just wet the surface of the leaf and simply evaporated when the sun came out an hour later. So the water levels would probably be a lot lower if it was effective rainfall. So you can see the pounds per acre yield achieved per inch of water applied for these four varieties. So then we calculate a water use efficiency. How many pounds of seed cotton per inch of water applied were achieved for each variety? And you can see that of these four varieties, there was a difference in the irrigation amounts and how many pounds of seed cotton were produced. Now this doesn't exactly mean that it was, doesn't necessarily mean It was drought tolerant. We weren't testing for drought tolerance. So that would have to be another study. But it's just showing the differences in water use efficiencies of the four varieties. And you can see this DP0924 being the highest, about equal with the DP0935. So we had one more little objective here. I didn't want to be alone. We got NDVI also. And what we want to do here is with NDVI is compare that to the soil moisture. Can we use this to schedule irrigation? So we have a green seeker system, 6 rows on a John Deere highboy. And we did several measurement readings through the season, but we used 4 in the analysis of the data, and we produced these curves. The volumetric moisture content versus the in-season estimated yield. The in-season estimated yield is often used in nitrogen applications, but we're using it in our case also. What it is the NDVI divided by the days after planting. This is to help account for the growth of the cotton throughout the season. And you can see the correlations there are very good for this study. And of course, there's a lot more research that needs to be done on this that we will be doing. So that's about all we have for that right now. So just some general conclusions here. If installed properly, being the key, these probes are very sensitive. They have to be installed properly. But if they are, they can be used to effectively schedule irrigation. And of course, with the right software development and so forth, they can be used for real-time irrigation. There was strong correlation between the total water applied and the seed cotton yields in the graphs. You could see the differences there. The water use efficiency was affected by the application in each variety, 4 varieties, being again the DP0924 being having the highest water use efficiency. And also, just to mention that those last little results of the moisture content versus in-season estimated yield also produced very good measurements and correlation. Just a couple of acknowledgments here. Cotton Incorporated, Monsanto, and the South Carolina Cotton Board were all very helpful in the study. And I think there's a couple of minutes.
We have time for a few questions.
Why do you use in-season yield estimate?
Well, in previous studies, that's the what has been correlated on various studies of the in-season estimated yield was used rather than just NDVI, because it kind of normalizes the data, because over the season, if you take NDVI on a young plant, the plant is very small, whereas at the end of the season when you're taking NDVI, the plants are, you know, very large. There's the canopy widths or the rows are covered up pretty much. So it kind of helps eliminate the bias there between the size of the plant.
Any other questions? All right, thank you.
Thank you.